Gateway News, I'm David Byrd in Washington. A meeting between President Donald Trump and congressional Democratic leaders on border security and the partial government shutdown ended rather abruptly on Wednesday. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
On Twitter, the president said the meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was a complete waste of time.
He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no. And he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked out.
Vice President Mike Pence says there was no willingness by Schumer or Pelosi to negotiate.
Even if he gave her what she wanted, she would never agree to the border security priorities that we have on the table.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's message to Democrats:
get back into the room.
Earlier, President Trump was asked how long the partial shutdown is going to last.
Whatever it takes.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the man who oversees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, will leave the Justice Department when a new attorney general is confirmed. AP's Matt Small reports.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is anticipated to leave the Justice Department, where he's been overseeing the day-to-day operations of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, soon after William Barr is confirmed as Attorney General. Once confirmed, Barr would assume oversight of that probe. It isn't unusual for attorneys general and other cabinet secretaries to have their own deputies. Matt Small, Washington.
An update on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow was up 0.39%. The S&P rose 0.41%, while the NASDAQ was up 0.87%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo is warning Americans to leave the country. As Anita Powell reports, the warning comes as Congolese officials are set to release the results of the December 30th vote.
Riot police began to gather outside Election Commission headquarters in Kinshasa on Wednesday afternoon, as officials, who had met overnight, promised an announcement of provisional results within 48 hours. In usually bustling Kinshasa, shops were shuttered. Provisional results were originally due several days ago, but officials said they were still counting ballots from the December 30th poll. On Wednesday, as officials prepared to announce results, the presidents of South Africa and Zambia met to urge the Electoral Commission to speedily finalize the vote tabulation and release the election results in order to maintain the credibility of elections. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The U.S. Africa Command says the United States military has killed six al-Shabaab militants in Somalia in the fourth airstrike there this week. The latest attack was carried out Tuesday in Somalia's Bay region and destroyed one vehicle, an AFRICOM official told VOA. That official said no civilian casualties resulted from the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with top Iraqi officials and Kurdish officials Wednesday during an unannounced visit to Baghdad. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
A spokesman for the secretary said the two men discussed the U.S. commitment to Iraq's sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as the new Iraqi government's efforts to deliver stability, security, and prosperity to all Iraqis. The men also discussed efforts to ensure the lasting defeat of ISIS in the region. Pompeo also met with Iraqi President Barham Saleh and Parliament Speaker Mohammed al-Habusi. Saleh told the secretary that Baghdad will need the support of U.S. troops and expressed his gratitude to the U.S. for its support over the years. He added that ISIS is defeated militarily, but the mission is not fully accomplished. Al-Busi discussed U.S. efforts to help Iraq with reconstruction and investment. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.N. Special Envoy for Yemen said Wednesday that a ceasefire for the crucial port city of Hodeidah is largely holding, but more progress needs to be made before a second round of peace talks can take place. Martin Griffiths said that a tangible contribution to peace has been made in the vital port city.
And this relative calm, I believe, sir, indicates the tangible benefit of the Stockholm Agreement for the people of Yemen. And it also illustrates the commitment of both parties to make their agreements work.
A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government 4 years ago. Since then, more than 10,000 people have been killed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.